This week on Clown College. So, dude, Brandon, what's up, man? How was your week?
Nothing, man. I mean, I've been good. Don't fuck with Ranch. You know, Eminem's up in the ass. We just having a good old time.
You don't fuck with Ranch?
No, not anymore, man.
What happened? What?
Got traumatized at Publix, man.
What happened?
I was collecting carts, and this big-ass, like, chick in a cartwheel. What are those things called? Those motorized carts?
Yeah, motorized.
She was in one of those, and it was, like, so bad. I saw her ass crack. Her shirt was all the way up there, and then she had, like, a Dora Explorer, like, haircut. Then I walk in there, like, putting the carts back. She over there eating a sub and just eating it like she's eating
Thai tussy.
And then it's, like, all over her face, like, white shit everywhere.
The Ranch?
And she wouldn't wipe it off. And I'm just sitting there staring at her until Ryan got there and it's drying and shit. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. What about the M&Ms in your ass part?
Oh. Yeah, I, first of all, I can't believe that.
Thought we were improvising that first.
No.
Because you got
so
like,
you made up one thing.
Yeah, the M&M ass.
Said something equally as straight.
Yeah. Have to send her to the ranch.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's she belong, man. Over here. Eating like a pig.
Back to Hidden Valley, dude.
So you really won't eat ranch anymore because of this?
For a little bit, because I keep on thinking about it. Like, I went to Dairy Queen, I had their honey-tossed barbecue chicken strips. And I always have it with ranch. And I couldn't do it this time. Every time I eat it, I just think about her.
And it's, does it arouse you sexually?
No.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge. In many ways, the elevator make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on the ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wallace, Don, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wallace, Don, and JJ.
Got me an all natural energy drink from Whole Foods today.
How was it?
Killed myself. Damn. Yeah, it was terrible.
That bad. I mean, good. I was finna say good.
But they got me some, dude, dark chocolate peanut M&Ms.
Ooh.
Mm.
They were so good. And then I went on this whole thing. This is while I was at work. I was trying to look up how do they make peanut M&Ms. How do they get the peanut in? You can't inject it.
Yeah.
No.
Hold on. That's what? Impossible.
Yeah. I mean, you can't inject a seed into the ground, right?
Exactly, dude. You got to dig in there, but would hurt the texture of the chocolate.
Yeah.
But, like, there's no conclusive evidence online. There's an episode of Unwrapped, and then there's How It's Made, but they're both regular M&Ms. I don't give a fuck. That's very obvious how you make that.
I mean, it's just taking a peanut and putting chocolate over it.
What's the machine look like, dude?
Probably like a carousel, you know, where they do parts.
A carousel?
Is that what it's called?
A conveyor belt?
Conveyor belt, yeah.
About to say Ferris wheel?
Well, we're going to the fair. Oh, my God. Come on, man. What the fuck?
Dude, I'm just saying. So, obviously, a regular M&M, it's like a big sheet with just little circular divots, and you pour chocolate and then the shell coating on it.
Yeah.
Peanut M&M, how do you do that?
The same way. You just put
it's exactly in the middle. So the peanut can't be resting on the bottom of the tray, or else the peanut would be off to one side.
They probably have like chocolate and then peanut butter, and they like kind of, you know how love works.
Hell yeah.
Get together with that.
JJ, we got a special guest, don't we?
We do, yes, man. We do. I mean, to describe in words, it's an impossible test.
Impossible.
You'll just have to listen to him. He's a great, I love him, great comedian around Huntsville. The first time I ever saw him, a white dude dropped the N-word and he appeared, man. It wasn't him. It wasn't him. He ate the floor with his face
right after that.
He got up and told jokes about bees.
Yep.
Absolute champion. Guys, we have Charles Hood on the pod today.
What's up, Charles?
Yeah. Y'all doing all right tonight?
Hell yeah.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
So lovely. Why do you dress like you kill children?
Well, I don't know. You know, just had these. These were the only things I had clean.
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
I had to wear them.
See, now I was. I'm glad you showed up dressed like this. I figured it'd be something cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this or that wife beater that I saw you wearing at Shenanigans one time. Hey.
No fucking way, dude. From Undertaker to Eminem.
His strength is hard with the buttons.
Oh, shit.
That's
a 50 Cent wife.
That's later.
That's like
later.
A Chippendale outfit without the shirt, the collar shirt, just the bow tie and the wife beater.
Yeah, I always want, like, when I go to the beach, I would like to wear, like, bikinis, and this is about as close as I can get.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. What kind of bikini would you wear? Thong, full back,
one piece?
Yeah.
Probably like no piece, you know.
No.
Ooh, nudist beach.
Nudist beach.
You'd blend right into the sand.
Hell yeah. I don't know. I don't really show too much skin mostly though.
No. No, you?
Yeah, I don't have much skin to show.
I don't know. You were at the Clown College show, you were double shirted up.
Yeah.
Hell
you
yeah.
Had on two graphic t-shirts or one white t-shirt, one graphic t-shirt.
And the white t-shirt was like an athletic fit wasn't it? Yeah, it was like,
it's like a compression
like Under Armour
shirt.
Yeah, like one of those Under Armour shirts.
Well, it's for performance.
Yeah, it is.
Tactical. It's also to help break his fall.
Yeah, I got to have extra padding because, like, if I don't, it's like straight to my bones.
Have you been doing that a lot lately? Jumping on stage?
Falling?
Yeah, oh, falling on stage?
I've got to break it up a little bit so, you know, kind of throw people off.
Keep on their toes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Keep them guessing.
Yeah.
Are you kind of like clumsy?
A little bit. I try to, I can catch stuff pretty quickly. Like if it's falling off the table, I can probably like grab it pretty quick.
Brandon, throw something at him.
Okay. You may throw the Zen at you.
Well, don't ask him before you do it. We're testing his reaction.
Yeah.
I like him to be
as hard as you can.
You want me to throw? I'm not going to throw as hard.
No.
Wait. So
okay, you ready?
Oh.
I'm going to throw it, and I want you to try to catch it.
Okay, do you want me to start behind him?
Okay. I'm going to act like nothing's happening.
Yeah. Hey, JJ.
Oh,
he did get to it. He did get to it.
It was a bad pass.
He touched. That was a bad pass.
That was on you, Brandon.
That was on me. Oh, shit. Oh, my gosh.
It's falling apart.
His aura is destroying the podcast. Dude. Oh, my God.
That was on me.
And I've been sitting on this one for a while. If you're clumsy, would you say you're a member of the Ku Klux Klan?
No. I did it.
That's what he's here for, guys.
I had to squeeze that one in manually. Yep.
I don't know what to say about that because I mean you knew I told you about my family's past and I told you not to bring that up.
Yeah,
and now that you purposefully brought that up, I'm just kind of like what else are you gonna bring up?
he put on the hood and he cut the eye holes in the back.
I mean. I know my name is Charles Hood, but that don't mean nothing.
He just, Kamala Harris switched his accent. That don't mean nothing.
I'm sorry.
Never be sorry, Charles.
Never. Okay.
Never apologize for anything, dude.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
I think that's the first time I ever heard you cuss.
Me too.
He kind of sounded sad about it.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck.
Yeah, I'll have to probably pray about that later. Is that okay?
You Amish?
Oh, I can't even go the beard for it, man.
You're like halfway there, though.
Yeah.
True. It's taken me a while. This is like from birth. I did visit some like Amish one time because like my dad would always buy stuff at a discount there.
Ooh, what
like,
do you get there?
Like, dude, delicious strawberries.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Nice jams.
I bet they got beast of jams, dude.
They got great jams.
They did, but those were actually a little like they would price gouge the jams. So you kind of had to get the materials, like, you know.
And then
wrong.
Do it yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, according to an August 2018 video, you said that the greatest PBJ, which is Publix Honey Wheat Bread, that's number one bread. I'm going to have to disagree with you on that.
Yep,
and why is that?
I was in the bread industry for a while. I would say self-proclaimed best PB&J in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody came from my title yet. I would say you need a thicker cut of bread, man. Store brand ain't going to cut it. It's going to rip the structural integrity when you put that fucking jelly on there, especially if it's cold. It's going to tear, man. Last thing you want is a finger in your jelly when you're eating a PBJ.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want a finger in my jelly when I'm making PB&J. But I, if I gotta tell you one thing about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you say you're number one.
Number one. Yeah.
I say you're number two.
Oh,
as in oh, full of crap.
No, shit.
Okay, but, dude. Let's do that. We'll record that. We'll have a blind PBJ taste test. We'll use same ingredients.
Same bread or no?
What, same everything.
Okay, same everything.
I'll beat you on your home field. I'll use the Publix wheat bread, dude. I'll beat you in your home
creamy
turf.
Homemade. Muscadine.
Okay.
Are you catching any of these? Am I going too fast for you?
Oh, shit.
Damn. All right, dude. Shit. All right, first of all, this is my dojo right here, dude. And Alex Z is my head student. He'll damn fucking hit you with a crane kick from over there, man.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you what. He has to crane his neck to give you head.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was good, dude. I like that.
That was really good.
Oh,
I appreciate it. All right, dude, we will have a showdown. You're already dressed like a fucking old Western. Like,
right, we'll have a showdown. I'm about to throw down, you know?
Okay, dude. Yeah.
We'll see
okay
what happens.
Now you're cutting like a wrestling promo. Yeah. Brandon's getting hard.
I like it. Oh, yeah. I like it.
Brandon, talk your shit. You got to take up for JJ.
I got to take up for JJ.
You damn right.
I'll tell you what. Oh, I'll shit tell you one thing. If I tell you one thing, it's that JJ, He ain't shit.
Oh, shit.
He said crap earlier.
It's like The Undertaker right here, man.
I said crap earlier because y'all are children.
Holy shit.
Brandon, you going to let him talk to us like that?
You know what? We ain't no fucking children.
Damn right.
We grown ass man. Look, he got a beard. He look old. He look old, but he young.
Well,
me, we're grown ass men. Hell yeah. PB&J, I don't know, man. I haven't tasted yours. I've had his. It's been a while, so we got to see.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's like thanks, me and him Brandon with mac and cheese. We don't know whose is better.
No, we do.
No, we don't. No.
We do know, Brandon.
No, we don't.
We absolutely know who's better.
No, we don't, man. No, we don't. See, now we got to have that, too. Blind PB&J and mac and cheese.
Yep.
That's a good-ass combination.
That is a terrible combination. And we will all be shitting on ourselves.
Huh?
Mac and cheese and PB&J?
Yes, yes.
What does that do for you?
I mean, it tastes good.
Oh.
That's all I know. It's probably going to fuck you up later, especially because, you know, I'm a little lactose intolerant. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but
yeah,
it's worth it. Mm-hmm. My mac and cheese is worth it.
Man, I'm a little backed up today, Brandon.
You too?
Yeah.
I almost took one a second ago, man. Did you? I stopped myself.
You stopped yourself? So is it hurting a little
like
bit?
Just now?
Almost like no, there? Not sitting over here. Oh, like okay, before we started, but I was like,
"Did you sit
it's
down?
Gonna be, it's gonna be an hour." I did.
You did, but you said
no. Yeah, I said no.
That's a good thing.
Cause we're gonna be in there for a while, and it's gonna be bad. Plus, we're very close.
Yeah.
So,
but that's strength right there. To sit down and like be ready and then not go.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about this because
you squat.
You perch or whatever you do.
First of all, I would never put myself in a vulnerable position like sitting down.
You think that squatting is a less vulnerable position?
I'm leapfrogging. I'm ready to go, dude.
Dude, just the shit falls out of your ass.
I'm about to leap away. Yeah, and then it's like in Mario Kart when you drop the oil behind. That's an oil slick, dude, depending on what I ate.
Oh, no.
If I ate Brandon's mac and cheese, it's oil slick all day.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's, you know, when that squid comes up and splashes on that screen.
Takes your vision right away from you, dude.
Do you always have people trying to get in your stall?
Yes, always. That also, think about this. When you're when you're in high school, when you go back, when you have an accident or whatever, you don't want people to know you're taking a shit. Gargoyle, nobody knows. Unless they look at you through that crack, then you're fucked for the rest of your high school tenure. They're like, you'll never guess what the fuck this guy was doing. That didn't happen to me, obviously.
I'm sorry. I always take a glimpse.
You take
a, in a
you have to know.
It's kind of like, it's there. It's like, because I'm thinking about it as I'm passing.
Yeah.
It's like the only thing I see.
I'm
even
with
if there was like a hot lady in front of me, I'd probably still look to the left to see like a, I mean, it wouldn't have to be and hot.
Are you in the
there
women's
bathroom? It would be Brandon's bare ass.
Yeah.
Pants around the ankles.
Yeah. Me butt naked.
Would you stop? Would you stop a little bit more of a second?
Why is he facing the door with his ass?
Because he's pissing with his pants around his ankles.
He only pisses with
my
his pants
down, bro. I'm scared.
You have taken Charles Edda back.
That's the first time that's ever happened.
Dude, I have an origin, though. It's because back in middle school, there was this dude that would like to wait for people, and then when they were peeing the stalls, or what is that thing called?
Urinals.
He would go up and push you while you were peeing, so then you would get all over your pants. But me, I've always been the stall. That just made it worse.
That didn't start happening until he was 17. That doesn't explain.
I just don't trust it.
Fair. Do you have any weird bathroom habits, Charles?
I usually just like I guess maybe some people would call this weird. Do y'all ever like take showers?
Yeah,
sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, so that's like normal?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No baths.
Nothing too weird then. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I guess I pile up all my stuff there. I left my shoes in there one time. Like, I'll dry them off over the vent.
What?
You don't take your clothes off to shower?
He's
I might usually do. But, like...
Why do you have your shoes in there? Yeah.
How do you get the soap off of them?
Well, okay. So, I put the... I'll wash my shoes in the washing machine. But, like, I'll put them over the vent to dry them off.
Okay.
Smart.
Yeah.
It'd be ridiculous to put them in the dryer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might mess them up.
You got to stuff them. He's for real, though. That's true.
Yeah.
If you're going to put them in the dryer, you have to stuff them with, like, socks and such.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're going to bang around. It drives me jumping up and down.
Almost had some Jordans go in those dryers. Stopped it, though. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. You can't do that with Jordans, man.
Why don't you just shower with your clothes on and then get in the dryer with your clothes on?
Because you're going to die.
Well,
maybe.
That's a good point.
Why are you going to die?
Because you said wash and then go in the dryer.
Wash yourself with your clothes on in the shower, then get in the dryer and dry yourself off with the clothes.
You talking about like washing machine and dryer?
Yeah.
That's shower and dryer.
Yeah.
The dryer is going to kill you. How? Because if you're in the dryer, all that heat you spin around, you can't take that.
It's just like going in a sauna.
Well, Brandon would never dry. It'd be like a paradox. He'd never dry because he keeps sweating.
Exactly. I'd just be getting hotter.
He'd be in there for like a spin cycle and lose 50 pounds. But then like absorb it right back up when he got out.
Like a fucking rice cooker, man. It's going to be steamy.
Yep. Exactly.
That like felt that. Motivated.
Yeah, but you would die. That's death. Horrible death.
We also took a look at your like bank account history.
What?
Mm-hmm. Like your debit account. Did you buy 1,800 pagers recently? What was that about?
Explain.
Dude?
So yeah, well, basically, you just want the rundown or like the full story.
Full story.
I kind of want the full story.
So the rundown is that like pretty much overseas, there was some guy, and he was like, "What's the best way to like injure a lot of people?" So I told him.
Oh.
So yeah, just blow up them pagers.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I don't know. That. It's just advice. I didn't like tell him to do it.
Well, he's just saying if he wrote his O.J. Simpson book. If I was going to do it, I'd buy a whole bunch of pagers.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No.
Yeah.
So how do you know which one to get that explodes? Like which brand?
The Galaxy Note pager.
I'm sorry, I don't know a whole lot of brands. I guess like maybe like is Apple?
No.
Like no.
Samsung.
Samsung, yeah.
Samsung pagers.
Okay.
Mitsubishi.
Yeah, Mitsubishi.
Mitsubishi.
So you're a potential clown college rival. You started something in 2018 called Dang Hippies. Huh? Tell us about Dang Hippies, a bunch of silly white boys doing silly white boy things, as quoted by Jack Douglas.
I appreciate it. It's nothing too serious. It's just like, well, you know how like old people see hippies and they're all like, "Damn them dang hippies,"
mm-hmm.
You know. So we're like, that's kind of what we're trying to go for. It's like, "Dang hippies, get them the fuck out of here."
Yeah,
and it's, that.
Huh?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's like a.
What do you guys do? What's your YouTube channel about?
Mostly we're trying to like make people laugh, I guess.
Is it like sketches?
You never seen one?
No, man.
pull it up.
Is this ongoing?
I'm already subscribed, so
we've been doing it YouTube. Not consistently, but
it's still an active project.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. We were gonna try to do something today, but I couldn't find a new Kroger.
If you go to shorts, it's already like on that.
It's big.
It's on shorts.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, now we're trying to make like more like sketches right and stuff, but that's not me.
Oh, that's not. Yeah. Oh,
go to shorts.
All right.
Yeah.
Tell us which one we should play.
How'd you know it was him?
Which one?
Maybe I like the "Can I Have Some" where I'm drinking that thing.
Right here. That's not drinking.
Yeah. Oh,
that's all right. Let's
see. That's not the video.
E131.
Refresh it.
Oh, yes.
Right,
that's a
diamond. Hold up, wrong one.
E1.
Click it again.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, let me go down.
What's going on?
Is nobody watches them? So YouTube's like, nobody's watching these. Let's just like throw them away.
Is this
exactly.
I like this.
That's a good one.
You brought me on your show. You're just going to embarrass
me. You posted this. So, wait, can you go back to the full thing, Brandon? Okay, that fourth one. Why are you Charles Manson in this video?
So you're in college, you know? And I heard you joined the frat house. How's that working out? Yeah, that's Sigma Delta Kappa. Yeah, I just got back from hazing, actually. They branded me and set me loose in the pastures to graze. There's 30 guys, actually, in it. Yeah.
30 guys?
That's not a lot of them. Do y'all sleep in bunk beds?
Oh, boy, I'm big.
Don't ask me that question. How's your
impact? That's a great video, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
He showed us some when we shot a skit with Charlie, and he like fucking showed us a lot of them, and they're great. They're like legit.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
that
the
was.
Early ones aren't as like up to par. I like them because like I look at myself, and you know it's like senior old stuff. But I don't know if anybody else would like the old ones.
Which ones did you show us?
It was like the old
ones.
That was the old ones. I
like
them.
Where you made like said the N-word and shit.
I've shown you the newer ones.
Oh, okay.
Like in the past year or so that I've made, but like the early ones, you know, the peanut butter and jelly one.
Where you were saying like racial slurs and stuff.
Well, you didn't have
okay.
to bring
that up.
Hey, we talk about the good and the bad on this podcast.
Damn, what type of racial?
Y'all are deep. Yeah.
What's the worst slur that you ever said?
Oh no.
Or wanted to say.
Oh. Well, you know how whenever like comedians like get up on stage, they riff on the previous set.
Yeah.
Like so, you remember the guy who enthusiastically said something maybe he shouldn't have.
Oh, John the Bomb.
John the Bomb.
Oh yeah, that was it. Oh
that
yeah.
That was the name.
Yeah.
So like whenever I fell, it kind of slipped out.
Oh, but it was off mic. I get it. Yeah. I get it, dude.
Yeah. Like, we were all young once.
Yeah. Boxcar make you say some slurs.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Shit.
I swear to Christ it will.
We got to go back now. Now I'll say them in there now.
No.
At Club Entice.
Oh, Club Entice. It looks good.
Dude.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Hell yeah.
Dude, it's got the neon and everything.
Yep. Yeah. It got like a tight, nice dude. Little stage. It likes. It's legit like made over.
Yeah, it's like super nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay, Mike said he might get a mic there.
Dude,
or a show. He said he's going to do a show like once a month.
I'll start coming back out if we can get in there, dude.
I want that karaoke room, dude.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Painted over that shit. I really hope they did.
They just put all those people in blackface. I'll see. all the members of KISS. Ooh. They were already halfway doing it.
If we can find a picture, we'll throw it up because that shit look cool.
Oh, I got the video I can send you if Mike sent me.
Okay.
Oh, no, not that one.
Yeah, open room. I want to see if we can.
Okay. So, you play the guitar.
I try.
You're very musically inclined, huh?
I don't know, like, any, like, theory or whatever. I guess.
What? That wasn't actually a joke. That's just a normal thing to say.
No, no, it's not.
It's like a super pretentious thing, I guess. Okay. Like to know that. And I guess like to say that I don't. So that's my bad.
It's like a 112 IQ thing.
Fuck you, Alex. Yeah. You just, don't shake your head, Brandon. We're not there yet. Yeah, we're not there.
Brandon, you know music theory, dude.
That's weird because I do know music.
You have a whole radio show on music theory.
Tell you about music.
Theory?
Music theory?
Yeah.
Tell me how to play music?
Do you know what theory means?
Yeah. Music theory.
Yeah,
you got a theory about music.
Yeah.
There you go.
Actually, that's
you got a theory about music.
Yeah.
Dom, theory is Method Man's brother.
Wu-Tang, huh?
Wu-Tang, huh?
But you did the Guitar Hero hardest song on the hardest difficulty.
What?
Did I?
Darude Sandstorm.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. You did it on impossible Sandstorm, difficulty.
On impossible.
You 100%ed Darude Sandstorm on impossible difficulty.
Well, yeah, it was like 7 years ago. But,
7 years ago?
But how'd you do that? Now.
I could probably only do it like 97%.
Yeah, but how did you do it if it's impossible?
Well, you know, with Christ, all things are possible.
Okay.
I agree.
I like that. Was the guitar in the shape of a cross?
I was like,
I see.
Like hanging from,
yeah.
And then I would have the
Gabriel played it.
Well, I would kind of like. So I have. All right. So let me back up a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Take it back a little bit.
A couple of fellas who I touched to play for me.
Mm, Brandon.
You touch him which way?
Like what? I just like.
Oh.
Kind of massage them. On the like the back of the, I don't want to like.
Yeah, you shouldn't touch me.
Yeah. Yeah. That, do I look in the camera if I say something to the audience?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in the contract.
I like how you enunciated contract.
Well, I don't want them to think that I got anything. I'm glad y'all like interrupted me explaining that though, because like that was bad and I wasn't going anywhere with that. I appreciate it.
So, did you bring us a gift?
Oh yeah.
I do want to bring it up.
Yes, please. I see it. Looks nice.
Let's see. Let's see what you got.
Got a big bottle of good.
Oh, nice.
Holy shit! Yeah, so, what is that?
The camera.
Is that right there? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. Either one.
What's that, dude? A 2023?
Ooh, nice 2023.
Charles Hood likes him young.
Whoa. What the fuck?
This is what I like to call my Saturday night.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Charles looks like he dressed up as a mortician for career day in the first grade.
Yeah, and my bring your father to work day was my dead dad's body.
Holy shit.
You're like, this is his exhumed blood. This joke.
Sweet Ray.
Yeah.
Oh, you missed the sound. He did the badoom.
I did it. I made the sound
the
for
classic
you.
The classic comical sound effect.
I get so distracted by thank you.
Oh, you understand.
You've never had wine before, huh?
I don't like alcohol in general. I used to, it didn't be a problem, but it's kind of a good story segue here.
Okay, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. But there was this one night I went to Troy to party hard, and I got like, so we had like, you know, whiskey.
Yeah.
So we had that,
uh-huh.
And I got like, you know, like what do they call it when like super like fucked up?
Blacked out.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I was like,
you got blacked.
Black. That's right not now. Quite it. That was like, I didn't go to Troy for that.
You went to UAB for that, or A&M for that.
Holy shit, yeah.
<He's> I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. So you're at Troy, you're partying hard, getting blacked out.
Oh, yeah, whiskey. I mean, because I wanted to see how far I went, or I could go. And so, like, I got, like, super crazy and went to the bar. And, like, I got like super fucked up. But I was like, I'm one of those people that try to like keep a hold on things, you know, like,
yeah,
I'm like a nerd about it, I guess you would say, where it's like, I'm like in it and I'm like, I'm still like in control of myself right now, you know? And then like, yeah. And then I'm like, when I'm like spilling my guts out, you know, like talking, like saying too much, I'm thinking in the back of my head, this only is happening because I'm drunk, but you know, it's okay.
That's what it does, man.
Yeah. So when I got like super way too far, I left a note for myself, like, because I started throwing up, and I left a note for when I was sober so I would remember what happened.
What did the note say?
Hell yeah.
You got it. Oh, I thought he really had the note.
Well, it was a like an iPhone note.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
2024.
Yeah, I'm kind of technical.
Hell yeah, man.
So it says, the first part feels good, but the second part you throw up and is bad.
Yeah. Chattanooga choo choo.
Yeah.
That was the train that Brandon.
Yeah.
Almost.
How many trains did you run there?
Whoa.
How many trains? What do we mean? They're like sets.
Chattanooga choo choo.
No, Chattanooga choo choo.
Yeah.
Well, since we're saying Chattanooga choo choo, that's two.
Okay.
But we talking about sets too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. So the choos indicate how many trains there are? So it's a choo choo.
Oh, I was talking about a song from Benny Goodman.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
music theory, dude.
Music theory.
Chattanooga choo choo.
Yeah.
Good song.
Yeah, I think I went to Chattanooga and it was A&M. It was A&M choo 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 train. But it's okay because I went first.
You got to go first.
Yeah.
I've always seen you as the engine.
Hey, that's what they call me back in high school, man. They call me the engine, the machine, you know, shorty.
That's
shorty.
The little engine that could.
Oh,
yeah.
So the front is the one taking it or the one doing it?
Oh.
Yeah, the front's the universal taker. Because nobody's in front of them to give it to.
Oh.
What? Yeah. What? The caboose is really the only straight one.
No.
What? Wait.
None
of them. Wait a minute.
The first one doesn't. He's the first one going in on the train. Now, the train could be a guy. We
I was
don't
thinking
know.
Of like a human centipede of cock.
What the fuck?
No, what?
Like a whole bunch of dudes banging.
I mean,
so
well,
you think the last
crazy.
One's the least gay?
Because he's only fucking another dude. The guy in the very front's only getting fucked by a dude. The guys in the middle, they like even out.
Yeah, but he's like, his penis is free.
Yeah.
Like it's unshackled.
Yeah.
Free to go wherever he pleases.
Yeah.
No.
And he
it
takes
could be
the lead.
Into a woman.
But his ass
could be.
His ass ain't though, man.
Yeah.
True, but.
But hey. His ass is like a vibrator, like whenever you're having sex with your fiance and she sticks it up there.
No, nobody's sticking no ass.
Hey, huh? Man.
No, not sticking it.
Dude, we're not judging you, man.
No, I don't deal with ass.
Dude, it's 2024.
But you said, you said like ass and sometimes the front.
Yeah, so you do ass more than.
I would be the one to take the ass. I'm not going to get my ass, you know?
You're going
to
take another dude's ass?
No dudes. No dudes.
Diddy.
No dudes.
He did.
No. No dudes.
Having them freak offs.
No.
No.
Oh, no. Charles, you ever been in a freak off, dude?
Well, I try, but it's never a contest.
Oh, you just are. You always win. Dude, what is a threesome if not a freak off, dude?
I swear, man. What do y'all. I guess I gotta come clean.
Oh.
Yeah, come. About the. I've never had sex.
It's okay, man.
That's
good.
Drink up, man.
And that's about to change right now.
Brady, you ready, baby?
What?
Get up in that ass.
I thought these holes were for the mic cords.
Dude, I understand, though. I didn't have sex till I was like 18 or 19. So, you know, I understand.
Six.
Dude,
6 years old?
You just spit in my face.
No, not me.
Oh.
Somebody else in this room, dude. Don't worry about it. You don't remember.
I'm six. That's crazy, man. Hell yeah.
You can still do it when you're six.
Is that in your paper about me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We got everything, dude.
I didn't know.
We got your middle name in here.
So
Gertrude.
Do you want to fornicate? Hard.
Oh.
How hard did you say?
Yeah, do you just want to do it hard?
Oh.
Fornicate.
You're throwing two questions at me. That got me bedazzled. Like you already know my answer. Like,
would you rather fornicate or tunicate? Rather,
you want to fornicate, but how hard, you know? Yeah. Like,
well, I mean, it could be soft like your first time.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
preferably.
When it, my first time, I, first of all, busted extremely quick. And it was my girlfriend at the time. And then she rubbed my head and said, it's okay.
Which one?
Oh, no.
Huh? Oh, like down below?
She no, rubbed no. her penis and said, it's okay.
No. Like that baby. Would, I, was that just, I was just waiting. She's just like,
yeah, it's okay. Like, it's all right.
It's okay, big guy.
But hey, I did sorry. Well, that was a close
you,
one.
You get one.
One?
That's good, though, because my first time having sex was an attempt.
Mm. Yeah. So you didn't finish?
Same. No. Same. We were in, like, a trailer, and it was, like, the AC. There's no AC. It was, like, 95 degrees. It was real moist. In there, dude. Yeah.
95 degrees?
Yeah, and I can't get a good erection over 90.
No.
You know?
Really?
Not at
it's
all.
It's not happening.
You can't do it. Don't try that.
It's not happening. So that was the first time I ever tried to have sex, and I really, after that, I was like, does that mean I'm gay?
Yes, but.
I thought it might, but then, you know, second time around, it went better. Yeah. Things went better. Not
same
great.
Girl?
Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah.
Damn.
I thought you were about to say second time. Around, you know, I for sure I am gay. This is me. Yeah. I love this man.
100% gay.
There you go, man. There you go. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
Hey, and no judgment to anybody in this room, you know. Yeah. And yeah. I would expect the same in return.
Oh, dude, you got it, man. All the way support.
And when I couldn't get hard, Brandon was really cool about it.
You know. Patted your head.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Maybe next time. No, that's weird. That's weird shit. I'm just
joking. I like how Brandon was like, that's damage control. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to do it this time we have gay sex, but next time we have gay sex,
yeah.
I'll do it.
You know, it's like a punch card. Every 12 times, you get a free head rub.
I can see the question now. You having gay sex? No, man. No, I'm just kidding.
What if the doctor asked?
Not gay sex, no. Just sex with a man.
Oh, no. I mean, what?
I don't think it's gay.
No. It's not bad.
Imagine if you went to the doctor and they asked you, are you sexually active? And you're like, no. Are you gay sexually active?
Holy shit.
And you're like, yeah.
But you can't donate blood, right?
No, you can donate blood. Well, actually, I saw this.
Is it contagious?
Headline and did not read the article, but I'm about to regurgitate it like I did. They said they can now.
Oh.
You can't.
I remember watching Degrassi in the early 2000s, and they couldn't.
Yeah, you couldn't for a while. You might not still be able to.
Is that because of AIDS?
Brandon, look
yeah.
Up. Let's see. Let's
for real.
See.
Well, that's how straight people can get AIDS, dude.
Yeah, it's
Magic Johnson.
He didn't get a blood transfer. He got
dude,
it
I'll take some
fucking...
of Magic Johnson's blood right now.
Hell yeah. Probably super serum.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Dude, I bet it's sweet.
Know. You want to be rich no, like that?
It's like magic.
Can a gay dude give blood?
It'll put some magic in your Johnson. You can get a boner at 100 degrees if you got Magic Johnson's blood in your body.
Yeah,
you will bleed out of your penis.
Yeah, 2023.
Yep. Yeah, okay, good. Hell yes, good.
So
yeah.
Yes, gay and bisexual man can't get that blood.
Why did nobody like protest about this?
Huh?
Because we need blood.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. But what I'm saying is like, you know, like there was protests, Obergefell v. Hodges or whatever, for gay marriage. Nobody was like, let us donate blood.
No, because, you know, who wants to donate blood?
They're too busy,
stuff hurts.
You know, like having boners, I guess.
Gay people are all Crips.
They need more blood.
Tommy gets shot for that one.
That's not. I'm just throwing stuff out here and seeing what sticks, you know?
He's just spitballing. Yeah.
But it is like, it's cool that, you know, it allows people to donate blood of like any sexuality.
Yeah,
I still won't donate blood.
I don't.
Me neither.
Yeah. I've done it a couple times, though.
Let's do a PSA to tell people to donate blood.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Oh. A lot of people out there need blood. Blood transfusions.
Yep.
When you have a prolapsed asshole.
Yep.
Because the blood comes out.
Yeah.
And they need their blood refilled. And everybody can do it now.
Even if you're gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you're gay.
Everyone can do it.
That's why it's called a transfusion.
You can do whatever you want.
That's really good.
Get blood. stay in. Yeah. Stay you.
Biden's America, and then with them gay fusions.
I don't want none of that gay blood in me. It'll make me vote for Biden.
Put your dick anywhere.
What? But not anywhere.
But not anywhere.
Anywhere as long as people are cool with it.
Yeah. As long as it's legal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it needs to be legal.
And everything's legal if you don't get caught.
Hey.
I'm not saying that.
Dude, you're crazy, man.
Thanks, Charles. You should meet my dad.
Dude. Meet him?
I'm sorry about what happened.
That's all right, man. You know, it's 90 degrees a lot here in Alabama.
Yeah, exactly. There's a whole season. And, dude, global warming, nobody's protesting harder than me, dude. Or softer than me. Got him.
I got you.
He did the
Badoo. Yeah, look at that.
I heard that one.
You did?
You did?
Hell yeah.
I'm kind of attuning.
I like that.
To the...
Music theory.
Music theory, man. We got it.
Yeah. This is good work we're doing here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this has been so fun.
This is a good time, dude.
This is a great time, dude.
You can have a permanent spot on the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have to do that.
You're going to blend into the background.
Right,
and he just turns around once per episode and says one thing. And turns back around.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I could send in videos for y'all.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Anything you want to do.
Please do. Yeah. Please do. Please just turn around once per episode and say a joke, it bombs, and you're like, I'm just throwing shit at the wall. And then go back to the wall.
Y'all act like y'all are doing like a normal conversation.
All right, I got you.
So, dude, Brandon, what's up, man? How was your week?
Nothing, man. I mean, I've been good. Don't fuck with Ranch. You know, Eminem's up in the ass. We just having a good old time.
You don't fuck with Ranch?
No, not anymore, man.
What happened?
Got traumatized at Publix, man.
What hat?
I was collecting carts, and this big ass like chick in a cartwheel. What are those things called? Those motorized carts?
Yeah. Motorized.
She was in one of those, and it was like so bad. I saw her ass crack. Her shirt was all the way up there, and then she had like a Dora the Explorer like haircut. Then I walk in there like putting the carts back. She over there eating a sub. And just eating it like she's eating pussy. And then it's like all over her face, like white shit everywhere.
The Ranch?
And she wouldn't wipe it off. And I'm just sitting there staring at her until a ride got there and it's drying and shit. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
That's
but what about the M&Ms in your ass part?
Oh. Yeah, first of all, I can't believe that.
Well, okay, so I thought we were improvising that first.
No.
Because you got
so
like,
you made up one thing.
Yeah, the M&M ass.
Said something equally as strange. Yeah.
Have to send her to the ranch.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's she belong, man. Over here. Eating like a pea.
Back to Hidden Valley, dude.
So you really won't eat ranch anymore because of this?
For a little bit, because I keep on thinking about it. Like, I went to Dairy Queen, I had their honey-tossed barbecue chicken strips. Uh-huh. And I always have it with ranch. And I couldn't do it this time. Every time I eat it, I just think about her. Uh-huh. Eat it. And
does it arouse you sexually?
No.
No, it doesn't. Does it make you want to shove M&Ms in your ass?
No, but man, oh my gosh. It was so bad.
You know what I thought he was going to say about the M&Ms in the ass? You remember last week I was talking about putting a candy bar in the freezer at the gas station to like freeze it? He's like, well, I like it when it's warm, so I put them up my ass and save them for later.
I bet that would suck all the chocolate and casein off of it.
Yeah, it would.
So whenever it comes out, it's just peanut.
Man, you didn't have to go there, dude. The casein. Yeah.
How you going to get it out? You're not getting it out.
You got to push, man.
It's not worth it.
You don't think so?
Nah, man.
I wonder if you could taste it if you stick it in your ass.
I'm good. I don't want to.
What is your, like, when you shit, what does it look like?
Yeah.
What's the shape?
Depends on the day.
I need to know this.
Different colors.
What's the most
shades?
Recent one?
Yeah. Most recent
yesterday
one?
Morning.
Mm. Or Brandon doesn't shit for like 5 days.
I guess
for
like,
real?
No. Well, I mean, I forget which day I do, but sometimes I just do it.
You don't have your chart?
No, because what, you know I'll be busy. Like I'll be at work, and I don't want to shit at work.
But then, what do you? Don't have the chart, what do you show your manager at Publix?
Oh, they
that
just
determines how many bathroom breaks you get.
They never. Wait, you got to do that for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, no, man.
You don't
no.
do that?
I just be like,
I do
I'm
it at work.
Go.
I pull it up on my phone.
Nah, man, they don't need to know how wait, many times
like
I go.
Like an actual chart?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And y'all like look at that?
No.
Yeah.
Well, they though the managers look at it.
You just fill it. You don't see every.
Like
you fill
work?
It out.
Yeah, yeah. You just fill yours out.
Everybody but you also has to do you it. Record if you do it at home or wherever, and then they determine how many like bathroom breaks.
Do you describe it?
I mean, you don't have to do the consistency. It's more about frequency.
Yeah.
So you
well,
see, how
I
many...
feel like frequency would kind of describe this consistency.
Oop, hey, you know what? He's right.
I don't know, dude.
Nobody with solid shits takes that many a day. Am I wrong?
Once a day, max.
I guess you're right.
I'm thinking if you have a good solid shit, is that how you shit?
I wish.
No, it's me like too. You have some problems down there.
I don't eat well. I don't think.
Me neither.
I you know, I don't like to talk about it like too much, but. Does the color green mean anything to you?
Yes, yeah. I have
new
that.
Beginnings. Springtime.
Swamp. Bloody old swamp, man.
Brandon, what was the consistency of your last shit, dude?
My last shit looked concerning a little bit. It was real dark and green.
Okay.
Like a fucking poisonous spell.
Was it like sticky?
Sticky.
Or was it more firm?
See, I didn't really touch it. It had to be.
Well, you didn't
you
have
to wipe.
Yeah, when you wipe, I guess it was a little bit. It was just going with the flow, like kind of smooth. Kind of.
Was it holding it? Was
yeah.
it holding
no,
itself?
No, it was. Nothing was held. Nothing was held.
So it was. It like broke
yes,
up.
Yes, it was bad. Like it was. Like I remember I was at work doing it, and I heard people like hearing me. Shit.
I'm sorry.
Oh no, you're good.
What happened?
You're talking about you were doing drugs on the podcast. And he's
holy shit. Doing drugs?
My boss knows I do cocaine.
That's good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm not in any way associated with this.
No.
I'm sorry.
He's stone cold sober. Dude, me and Brandon, though, fucking chase that white monkey all day.
Dude, hell
I don't know about that.
Slap box a slap dragon.
Hey.
I could tell whenever you like threw him at me earlier, you were like kind of not wanting to let go.
Yep.
No.
Sticky fingers over there.
No.
Dude.
No.
Sorry, though. No, I did interrupt you earlier.
No,
though.
No, you're good, man.
What are you guys
talking about? A shit story.
Right now, it's a mix between. It's like a solid liquid, solid liquid.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're going through like the phases of matter.
Yeah. Dude. Bro, for real.
And dude, if you fart good. Liquid, then solid, you did like a whole sublimation transformation shit.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I must be Brandon, plasma because that hurts.
You shit like I you shit like part. Water. You got a gas, or a liquid, and a solid.
And it's loud too, like a hippo.
Okay.
Yeah. You never seen a hippo shit and they make that noise and
dude.
Its tail
spins
around?
Oh, when the tail spins around.
Oh,
yeah,
that
yeah.
is crazy.
Marking their territory.
Shit, they do it more than that.
I get like y'all ever have no wipers? Those are the best, aren't they?
Dude, had one the other
that?
Day.
Like,
at work, bro.
Like where it's just like so like quick and clean. You I assume
you wipe
like
there's
check.
Nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing.
You
every
get that
couple
clean
years,
pinch.
Every
yeah,
couple years you get that.
I swear it's like a birthday
yeah,
present.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I have had some in the past year. Few and far between though.
Yeah. That's a rarity, but it's not. You don't. That's one like if you had that every time you wouldn't appreciate it.
No.
True.
So you get one every 3 months. It's a decent amount.
Yeah.
I get one every solstice.
Mm. When the time's right.
Yeah, and it doesn't. You can't like fake it. You can't artificial no wipe shit. Like I've held my ass cheeks so far.
Oh yeah,
it doesn't work.
It doesn't matter.
And I also always get some sort of health issue after that too.
Damn. Hemorrhoids.
Yeah,
I hate those
hemorrhoids.
Used to scare the shit out of me. I would like see like blood in the toilet, and I freak out, take a picture, and then run to my mom.
Be like, mom, I got my first period.
I'd be like, mom, you got to see this. And then she would look at it and be like. Go see a doctor. And that's what we do. And they talk about putting that little thing up your
put this fentanyl patch in your asshole. Man. It'll clear it right up.
Mm. Y'all shit's been loud too recently?
Loud.
Like very loud.
No.
Like disrupting.
Like vocally?
Yeah, like
dude,
people hear it.
I was at like a public bathroom a while back and like the dude next to me was like psycho babble. Like
no.
Like, just like the entire time. And like, I guess maybe he was like praying or something, but he, like, the whole time, he was like nonstop, like, but, and then like we got out at the same time and he was just like completely regular. He was just going through it or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I've been there, dude. That happens. Mm-hmm. One of those shits where you got to take your shirt off. You're like, oh, my gosh.
Dude. Yeah, it gets too hot.
Yeah. Dude. This is one of those where you got to put your shirt back on.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I'm starting to get cold. Oh, it's getting real drafty. Feeling
alone, you got to have at least like a shirt for company.
I don't know, man. Shitting in clothes is just unnatural.
No, dude.
I shit butt-ass naked when I'm at home.
Not just when you're at home. I believe you do it here.
You can't gargoyle with pants on.
I hope that you're at least your ass is naked. Butt ass naked. I hope that's like that's the bare minimum for taking a shit. Yeah.
I take my socks off.
That's I don't. Okay. I
understand it.
Thank you, Brandon.
What? You gotta take your socks off.
That might not be the guy you want on your side.
It's more attraction when you're squatting. Like how you squat on the toilet, you need something to grip.
Well, imagine if you're trying to gargoyle with pants on, you're gonna shit directly into your own pants.
Oh,
and you just can't
do guaranteed. That. Yeah, that's like standing up and taking a piss. You might get it all.
Yeah,
over.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
See
exactly.
What I mean?
Look, it's unnatural.
It is.
That's why you got to stand up, pants down, or even sit down.
Do dogs stand up on two legs to pee?
No,
they stand on three legs.
One leg. Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right. My bad. Yeah. Those count as legs too.
Well, yeah.
Well, they are all legs. Yeah. All four of them.
Yeah. Four legs.
So dude, yes. So yesterday, right? I work outside, so I have to drive a lot. And I was at that station that I said where I take a piss.
Yeah.
You know? And you know when you get out and you're like, oh, I have to take a shit right now. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. I had to leave the gate open and all that. And so I was driving to the nearest gas station or whatever, and there was a Jack's there. And so I get out. And I'm so bad that like I'm walking like, oh, and I get there and there's two ladies in the men bathroom, the one they work there because something was wrong with the urinal. So I'm like standing out there and like when I tell you like it's a problem, you know what I mean? It's a fucking problem. And so I look at them and they're like, oh, sorry, sir. We just got to fix something. You can go in there. I guess they just thought I was taking a piss. So I went in the stall and they had like the trash can keeping the door open, but I didn't have enough time to knock it away. So I went in there and I dropped. I mean, if there was, because a lot of construction people, I guess, go there. There was grass still on the toilet seat from the time person before, and I didn't wipe it off or anything. I just went in there, dropped one, and I'm like, girl, you know, one of those. And then she's like knocking on the door. She's like, is anyone in here? And I was like, yeah, I'm in here. And she's like, oh, sorry. And then so I get done. I come out, and she's just waiting there by the door. So she waited there with the door cracked.
That's the worst.
Why I hate that.
Shit my guts out.
And she heard your wiping motion.
Oh, dude, and I had to wipe a lot.
See, if I was you, that's when I go in the women's restroom. And if somebody questions me on it, I'm like, it is ma'am. It is ma'am.
I remember one time.
You want to question me? There's blood in the toilet.
That's what I was going to say, though, whenever he was talking about he went into the men's room and saw two ladies. Like, my problem is, like, when I go into the women's room, I see two men.
Holy shit.
You so and the guy in the mirror.
yeah, but... Like, you... She did kind of pull a reversal on you, though, because, like, they were in there just, like, you know, chilling out in there, like, doing their job, and you were like, okay, I'm taking a shit right now.
Yeah.
And then, but then, you know, usually that, like, frightens people, like, puts them off. But she was, like, at the door, like, all right, come on.
She stayed by the door and knocked again, knowing I was in there. She knew I didn't come out if she's waiting by the door.
Yeah.
So I think she was just trying to hurry me up.
That's what she was trying to do.
Yeah.
You can't rush genius.
You can't rush that.
I remember I had a girl one time I was at work taking a like deep and serious shit, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm in here going at it. And then she gonna knock on the door and she's like, hey, is anybody there? I'm like, yeah, man, I'm taking a shit right now. And then she leaves. And then next thing you know, I hear his voices. I'm listening. She's like, yeah, this door just won't open. They're like, so you want us to unlock it right now? And I'm like, yo, I'm... And shit, she was trying to get it unlocked.
See, that's the problem bastard. With women, dude. Always nagging.
Yeah.
Can't even take your
Let
crap.
Me take my shit. Then you come in here and see my shit. Then what?
Yep. Then what?
Hopefully she wouldn't see it. Shit too. If she walked in, she wouldn't see it, hopefully not, unless you shat on the floor.
No, not my shit. I was talking about, I'm just sitting out here with my junk out, man. And then everybody going to see
me. You put your penis over the toilet seat?
No. Or do you tuck it in? No, you got to tuck it down and make sure.
You can't let it rest in.
Yeah, because like you can't have it sitting up. You can't have it sitting there. You got to make sure it's tucked.
Jack,
because if it's up, it's going to go up.
Tuck?
Yeah.
It's going to go out.
But if you tuck it, how do you remember it's there?
Well, because you're holding down on it.
I took
because it. if you let it go, then it's just going. If, let's say you're taking a shit in the
X. What if Brendan stands up to shit?
No. No.
In the down. Urinal.
Oh, that'd be wild.
Oh, that'd be wild. Yeah. That's out of the question, dude. Yeah, that'd be insane. If I saw that, I'd probably call somebody. Probably call Brendan. Like, dude, what were you doing? I'd
be like, man, you know.
Just got to do what you got to do.
Hell yeah.
You know, get in. Gotta do what you gotta
do.
Do.
You think, did y'all think about that?
I'm picking up what you're putting down, dude.
Yeah, but you were asking about, like, how do you know it's still there? Like, I had to take a class about that, actually.
Mm. Like, court ordered?
You always assume the worst. And it's never bad enough.
Hey. He did the thing.
There it is.
How long would you say like your normal dump is? How long does it take you on average? From going in to coming out of the restroom?
Well, usually I feel like I get it done pretty quick, but like you know, the first kind of quarter of that, first kind of section, first kind of half, first kind of third,
yep,
you know?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. If y'all are kind of into math or anything.
Nah.
Brandon said no.
Nah. But then the wipe in takes most of my time.
That scene?
Oh, yes.
I'm with you. How long's your warm-up?
Warm-up. Like, what do you mean?
Like your warm-up that you do
like breathing on the toilet seat?
No, like you're just, you know, like... You know, like if you go to the gym, you might stretch for 5 to 10 minutes. What's your warm up looking like? Pre-shit ritual.
It's like I usually go like around and crop dust people.
Oh, no.
Just to kind of settle into the fact that I need to go in there.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then I dive bomb the, just get it all out at once.
Crop dusting's a lost art.
It is.
It is.
At a certain age, you can't crop dust anymore because you might drop a bomb.
Oh yeah, it's too risky.
You know?
Been there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No. Not yet.
You never shit on yourself?
Well, except for that Madagascar 2 incident, that was it.
Now that was it.
That was
That's
it.
The best sentence of all time.
I learned my lesson.
The Madagascar 2 incident.
Yeah. I learned my lesson about the time you shit yourself.
Yeah.
Is there like number? The Madagascar movies are numbered. Do you have like the
2008 Madagascar back to Africa
as well?
Two.
Yeah, what was it called?
Madagascar Back to Africa.
I read a book like that one time. Oh, I liked it.
Hell yeah. But that's what we were watching. Bootleg edition. DVD, man.
Did the guy shit himself while watching it in the bootleg version? He's like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
No, you never heard like people talking in the
movies? Oh, yeah. Thankfully. Well, we probably had one dude walk by, but thankfully it was pretty calm. Like people weren't getting up and shit.
So we just did 20 minutes on shit.
Yeah, that was
good stuff.
It was great.
It's good shit.
Yeah, if you're asking what my warm up is, that's it. Talking about
shitting for 20 minutes.
Hell yeah.
That is me though at work. I'm like, yeah, I'm probably about to go blow up the bathroom.
Dude.
And they're like, yeah, okay, you can go. And I'm like, I'm gonna let it simmer for a little bit.
Cashier making shit rough, man, because it'd be 12:30. Lunchtime, rush hour, you the only cashier. And then you got to shit the line all the way down there. There are $300 easy in that cart. Mm. You just fucked.
Well, that's like 5 things at Publix.
Yeah.
Got him. Biden's a gun.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, suck it.
D-Generation X.
That was the slowest.
You got to work on your pumps.
Yeah, man, we'll help you out.
You know, that's what I've been saying.
Yeah. Do you want to go to the strip club with us one night?
Okay.
Oh, that strip club? Whoa. See that? Whoa. do another one?
Go for it.
Do one.
Ooh,
yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
You
know. Do the mouth drop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. What's that one?
Whoa, what?
Yeah, oh, is that eating pussy? Eating a dog's tail?
Okay.
What? It's going on, dude. It's off the fucking rails.
It's off the rails. They're talking about eating dog tails. That's like a nursery rhyme.
Donald Trump was right. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Charles, you're a nation?
No, I'm not agreeing with that guy. I don't agree with him. I'm just joking.
But you know, you've been saying a lot of things pro-Donald Trump.
What, just because I like Hulk Hogan?
No.
Well, kind of. Kind of. It went a little. It's okay.
Yeah.
But I don't agree with
It's okay to be a Trump.
No,
we don't judge anybody
here.
If you vote for how you say her name?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala.
Right, I think it's
Kamala. We got in trouble in the comments last night.
It's Kamala?
You're talking about the first female president. You're talking about the first female African Asian.
I don't believe
also Asian.
It's
Indian.
Kamala?
Yeah.
It's Kamala.
It's Kamala, dude.
Kamala.
Harris.
Who said that? I thought it was Kamala Harris. I hear it on NBC.
Yeah, that's what you just said.
That's what they say on the NBC,
people
right?
say Kamala. I believe it's pronounced Kamala.
Do you know?
Kamalama ding dong.
bombed. Kamala.
Kamala. Absolutely bombed.
It's like, what is it like? Oh, Kamala, like, kumbaya. My lord.
Look,
Trump, I'm not.
No, Trump.
I'm sorry.
If I can't spell your name, I'm not voting for you.
Not me. Okay,
I'm voting for Trump, dude. C H R U M P. Trump.
I know. Yeah, I did the same thing, Jack. I was like,
sounds right. It's one of those homophobes. Sounds the same, but spelled different.
Hell yeah.
So you voting for Trump or?
Oh.
Uh-oh. No.
You can say it.
Say it like on
dude, you can do it. Whoever you want to vote, man.
Well, I guess what you we've heard about the I don't know. I guess you know, to kind of save face, I'll say no, I shouldn't start it with that. I'd like Kamala, sorry. Yeah,
so. Say Kamala.
Is that wrong with it? Yeah.
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 You said Kamala?
Yeah.
There you go.
I think
yeah.
Or Kamala.
See, I go for that Kamala.
Yeah.
Marshala.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry, guys. I'm butchering.
Well, my favorite color is blue, I guess.
See, there you go. I like that.
That's good.
Me too. Yeah. Blue and purple.
So you're going to vote for both? You're going to do two ballots?
No, I don't even. I might vote.
Can you vote?
Yeah, I can vote now. Okay. This is my first time ever being able to vote.
Nice.
So, I just wasn't sure with your situation and everything.
Yeah.
What situation?
You know, things happen.
No.
We know.
Yeah.
What happened? Wink, wink. I don't know.
They don't let everybody vote.
No,
they don't.
So you think I'm too special to vote, man?
Whoa.
I was talking about you being black.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully that changed. What about, I don't know,
14th Amendment, man. But then there was poll tax and literacy test and all the other stuff we tried to do.
Oh. I thought y'all were like saying that Brandon was gay.
Oh my! I mean, no.
I know you're not.
No.
Yeah.
No.
If you can donate blood, you can.
I was gonna try to like stop them, but I wasn't in time.
Well, thanks, man.
Yeah. No, like, I was gonna help you. I was gonna. You gotta believe
that,
me.
I believe you. I believe you.
If I just cared more, I would have done
not, so. That's a good thing. That's a good thing, but I'm not.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
It's good.
He doesn't sound fully convinced.
So, you want to see some crazy photos? JJ hasn't seen these yet.
What's going on, dude?
Oh, dude, just wait. I don't even want to spoil
crazy
it.
Crazy photos?
Yeah, dude.
But what are we talking?
To the right, Brandon.
The Diddy trial evidence?
Downloads, yeah.
Right here?
To the downloads.
Oh, to the downloads.
To the right, to the right.
Okay. So keep in mind, if you're admitting these are downloaded on your computer, you know.
Okay, where's that a first?
You are. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that was me. Seventh grade, I believe.
What was the medal?
That's not something you see every day.
Look, I got a worse camel toe than Dante.
That's like a Nike swoosh.
Yeah.
Reverse like Nike swoosh.
What was the medal for?
What
place did you get?
I don't remember. I remember I got embarrassed that night, though, because I was about to wrestle this big dude, and then my mom ran in the middle of the match. Like, no, no, he
Shut
can't do it.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah. She wouldn't let me wrestle him.
Stop, Brandon. No, that did not happen.
Yeah, it did. She didn't have faith in me that night.
Dang.
Bet she regretted it like 3 years later.
How can you not
later.
Have faith in that?
That's what I'm saying. Like that's what I'm saying.
Dude, were you on roids?
That's what I was going to say. You have muscle tone to you, dude. For being
I know. Isn't that weird? And, yeah. And I didn't like trust my strengths. Like, I was very
weak. How
did
you
weak.
Get so much darker?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird? And then I got... I think...
Brandon was getting rubbed by, like, the Sammy Sosa cream before matches. Oh, my gosh.
And then I got
did you win? Did you win at all?
I don't even know if I wrestled.
Yeah, because she stopped the match.
Yeah, she stopped that one match. She was like, no, he can't wrestle. Let me
so if you didn't
win.
Wrestle, where did the medal come from?
Participating.
Is
probably.
That like a Purple Heart?
I think that's a participation one.
Oh, okay.
And you're proud of it there.
Please tell me there's
wait
more.
A minute. Wait, did I wrestle that night? I don't remember. Actually, yes.
This
yes,
is
I did.
Amazing.
I did. She had footage of it. She had footage. I got to see who
dude,
won.
You look like Lil Terrio.
Yeah. Dude, I remember this
get
night.
Get a Terrio.
My mom gave me a Hulk Hogan action figure after this. Like, Definitive Edition, Elite. It was
you
real.
Still got
is that
it?
Why you were bricked
no,
up in this
a,
photo?
I swapped his head with the Ultimate Warrior. I used to, like, take him apart and make him, like...
Please tell... You said photos. Please tell me there's more, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a couple more.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is me on football.
I shouldn't make that noise. What? I'm sorry. I was just looking at the pristine track.
What's nice. That dude saying to you?
I don't remember. He probably
why is he
support.
Touching you like that?
He's probably like, keep up the good work.
Let's get a close up.
I don't. That's probably up. Not what he was saying.
No, I mean on the other picture.
Oh, which one? Over here?
You know the other one you sent me, Brandon?
Oh, yeah, the other one. I got you.
Another one?
Yeah, it's just a close up of him.
Dude. Beast.
Yeah, that's what I say. You look like you'd tear some kids up, throw them to the ground.
I didn't know what I was doing.
You, dude, you look like you're on Last Chance U. Like, you look like you're wearing your age on your jersey. Yeah.
I was going to say 60. That's your kill count.
I wish, man. I didn't know.
Did your mom tell you to turn around?
Yeah, she would say stuff like
that. Like, that's why you got that picture. She was like, turn around here, baby.
I think, yeah, and I just look back.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, let me be. Yeah, because that's me posing.
You look like you're, like, if you change the colors on your gear, you could be like a pizza shop mascot. You look like a big slice.
I was bench warming.
That's
that
what
night.
They called you, the slice, dude.
Yeah. Did they let you play?
Yeah, like at the end.
At the end?
Play. Yeah, I didn't know. I don't, man.
They put you in on senior night.
It was so weird. I would just try to go. I would just run and try to look like I'm part of the scene because I didn't know what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah, your improv is good.
Dude. Yeah.
I remember this one dude was holding on to my leg and stuff. I was just looking at him. Even when they were blowing a whistle, I'll never forget that. He just kept trying. He didn't know what
you
he
were
was
running
doing
the ball. Yet.
No.
Oh.
No. He was just holding on.
Latching on.
That was Jake and his foot fetish.
Yeah. I swear, because I think, like, some kids, like, lock up, like, when they get too emotional.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, I remember, like, my oldest brother was, he would make me and my second oldest brother, like, wrestle.
Uh-huh.
And then I would, like, put so much effort in, I would, like, start crying. You know, I'd be like, I'd, like, be, like, trying to, like, knock him over so bad, I'd just be, like, sobbing. You know, just, like, crying my heart out.
I saw that.
Yeah, everybody did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had that happen.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
10.
Yeah, 10, dude.
For real?
Mm. Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Hell yeah, man. 10.
Let's see. We got one does photography, right?
Oh, daggum. Yeah.
Susanna, Katie.
Oh, my God.
We might not want to say that.
Don't say the names.
So your whole family.
I mean, look that out, Alex.
Y'all still live in Athens?
We found your complete list. Now, stop me whenever I say them incorrectly, but all of your social security numbers.
Yeah, it looks like your dad had some charges, man.
All these crimes you did?
Damn, dude. 10 kids. So, like, what was that like? Like, Thanksgiving, was there enough, like,
food
whatever, like, you guys, like, green bean casserole, whatever you guys made?
Definitely green bean casserole,
yeah,
without a doubt.
Yeah, it was there. Thanksgiving.
That's the only thing y'all made.
I mean, it was homemade, but a lot of it was, like, the regular Thanksgiving stuff, like, just, like, casserole
And
dressing or stuffing?
Dressing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bacon wrapped cream cheese asparagus?
No. I'm going out on a limb and saying no.
I had dreams about those, but we never had them.
Did, okay. Like, what's your favorite Christmas gift you ever got?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Dude, sorry, but, like, my memory is, like, crazy bad. I think, though.
It must have been, like, a trampoline.
I do remember this one time, like, we all had to, you know, so many people, we had to wrap each other's presents. So, like, we would have a set amount, and my mom would get them ready so we wouldn't see our own. And then set them out, and then we'd go in there and wrap them. And then one time, my brother, like, he was like, all right, we're done. Just, like, let's, you know, dig into the rest of them in there. And he went out and brought out my, like, skateboard. But I was the only one who saw him, and I knew it was mine. And then come Christmas Day, I had to be like, oh, a skateboard?
So you're, like, a pathological liar? Ooh. You lie to your family? Man. Do you make a habit of that?
Piece of shit.
Does habit mean like you do it like at every possible chance?
Habitual.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
No. Yeah. What's the craziest lie you ever told your mom and dad to get out of trouble?
Shit. I guess like that I wasn't. No, I grew up kind of telling the truth.
That's good.
Mm. But like,
good.
I guess
it all changed that day when you saw the skateboard. You were like, dude, I'm not telling. I need this sweet fucking ride.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I guess, like, lied about him, like, still believing in, like, the Lord.
Oh, you don't believe in the Lord anymore?
Not as much.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, me and A. Come here. These two over here. Fucking
Brandon.
Christians.
They're going to hell, dude.
They are. We're going up there. We're going up there. Now.
All right, yeah. Charles, that's... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just about to tear up.
Why? What's wrong?
I just thinking about my past.
What happened in your past?
You drank too much, man. Write yourself a note.
You're crying and it feels bad, man.
That's my shit face. Man, that was funny.
I'm sorry, I'm out.
All right, that's what I have to do right now. So this is the end of the podcast. What you're going to do right now is tell this camera right here anything you got going on, shows, social media, YouTube channel, everything.
Okay. Sorry for... Cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So on YouTube, you can find me on...
Look at the camera.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. On YouTube, you can find me on Dang Hippies. That's Dang Hippies. D-ang Hippies. I think that's it. Because this Saturday, I guess I'll be going down for a 3-minute set, but it probably won't be out by then.
No.
Yeah, so I don't have anything else.
Instagram?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess Charles Hood, if you want to see what I posted in the past. Dang Hippies has an Instagram, but we never do anything. I'm just... Maybe I'll do more in the future.
Hell yeah.
That's perfect, man.
Thanks, Charles.
Thanks so much for coming on, Charles.
I appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
Tussie.